Let it snow.
Sunshine Radio. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Sunshine Radio. We are driving towards Christmas. Hang on a second. I'm just going to... It's very strange. I'm just moving... Sorry about that, Philippa. I was just moving a microphone a little bit closer there. Yeah, the drive towards Christmas is coming. Have you got your plans in place? Is everything going to go to plan? And will it be a calm Christmas? Everybody wants a calm and happy Christmas. But you can have a situation sometimes where you have separated parents and then there's a child involved. All you want really is for the best for the child. And Philippa Pearson is from Lanyon Bowdler, and you are a specialist in family law, aren't you?
I am.
And you're not here to sell anything, any kind of mediation. You're here with advice, really, of how, if you're in a situation where it's like, well, you can have little Tommy for the morning, I'll have him in the afternoon. No, I want it the other way around. It's all about finding that balance, isn't it, at Christmas?
Absolutely, Mark. That's really why I'm here, is to tell people who find themselves in that situation that it's best to put the child's interests first. And Christmas is really, really special for children. But they don't need the stress of their parents' anxieties being laid on top of them, because that's the sort of thing that really upsets them in the long run. And at the end of the day, what all parents want is what's best for their children.
Yeah.
And I think what some people get hung up on, Mark, is that the fact that they want to have that very, very special time, you know, the Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, waking up and having presents thing. But actually, as far as the child's concerned, Christmas just keeps carrying on. It actually doesn't matter to the child if they have two Christmases. In fact, they are doubly happy if they have two Christmases. And they have one Christmas that happens to take place on Christmas Day and another one that, say, happens to take place a few days later. They don't really mind at all.
And I think that's something where that parents can tend to forget is, through the eyes of the child, they need to think through the eyes of their children. And as you're right, because the children are thinking double presents.
Absolutely, yes,
So instead of squabbling amongst yourselves, just make sure that, you know, the child has the best possible time.
Yes, absolutely. And also, don't have too much to-ing and fro-ing. I see a lot of this in my work, where little Johnny is being moved. He's at one house for a few hours, then he gets put in the car, just as he's been given his presents and has opened them all up, gets put in the car and taken off to somewhere else to go and have the rest of Christmas elsewhere. That's not necessarily in the best interests of a child. It can work if you live quite close by, but certainly if you live far apart, the child just ends up spending most of their time in the car, and all they want to do is play with their presents at the end of the day.
So in your line of work, what you probably would advise is, and this is a great word, the least amount of disruption.
Absolutely. Put the child first, have the least amount of disruption, and take heart in the fact that even if you've got an arrangement that you think is pretty lousy for you, and let's face it, childhood's very short, and so for a parent to lose out on a Christmas Day or a Christmas Eve can seem like the end of the world. But as far as the courts are concerned, what happens one year is usually reversed 9 times out of 10 the following year. So if you have got a bad arrangement this year, just make sure that it's reversed the following year. And certainly a court would usually back you up on that one.
Yeah, it's playing fair, isn't it? Because we talked before we came live that a lot of court cases tend to get resolved just before Christmas because the season of goodwill kicks in.
It does. It's a very heartening few weeks, actually, just before Christmas. We have so many cases settle. People will just move that extra mile, be that little bit kinder, and then sadly by January it's a little bit in the past again. Can be, but so many people resolve their issues at Christmas, and I would say to every family, try and make the most of that season of goodwill, put the children first, and just move those extra few inches to reach an agreement if you can.
Also, we've got this thing, haven't we, called COVID that's knocking around for the last couple of Christmases. Now, how can that exacerbate a situation as well?
Well, last year it was a complete nightmare, especially if, like me, you had one parent often in Wales and one parent in Shropshire or in Herefordshire, because there were different rules. And that was very difficult to deal with. This year, it's much easier because we haven't got those restrictions as yet. But one thing I can say is that if more lockdown restrictions do come in, I think that the government will stick to the guidelines they had last year about children with separated families, where they made it very clear that the lockdown restrictions didn't apply to the child, and the child could move with ease from one parent to another in order that contact could continue despite all of the lockdown restrictions. And that was brilliant.
Yeah, excellent. So if you want to talk to Philip, I'm guessing you're very busy between now and Christmas, aren't you?
Very busy, but we have lots of people in the office, and Everybody's friendly and likes to help.
That's it. Philippa's department is family law at Lanyon Bowdler. Give her a call, ask for her. Even if Philippa's too busy, then she's got a brilliant team around her and they can answer your questions. And what we want really is everybody to just have a nice, peaceful peaceful Christmas. And as we've said, let's just reiterate that. Put differences aside, make it the season of goodwill. See Christmas through the eyes of the children and what they would like. And then it can be peace and goodwill to all men and women.
Yes, it certainly can. And next year, even if you have got a rotten arrangement,
turn it around, reverse it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because it's just a year.
It is.
And they fly by so quick. Or is that just me getting old?
Well, you are getting a bit older, Mark.
Oh, thanks.
It's okay.
Philippa, thanks for coming in and making me feel ancient.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark. Anytime.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas from Sunshine Radio.